Now, whether it's sinking a few cold ones after work drinks or a glass of wine with dinner, the reality of drinking culture in Australia is, well, it can be quite sobering. With booze as Australia's biggest drug problem, it really is no surprise that parents are often concerned for their kids. But a recent study in the Journal of Alcohol and Alcoholism has found that Aussie teens are actually giving up drinking at a higher rate than everyone else. Amy Penney, lead researcher at La Trobe University's Centre for Alcohol Policy Research, joins us on the line now. Amy, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So as a bit of background, why, I guess, do you think it is that drinking culture is so normalised here in Australia?
Oh, gee. I mean, we've got a rich history, Australians, in terms of, you know, the start of colonisation and the Rum Rebellion. And alcohol has become part of our social world, similar as it has to other Western countries like the UK and the USA. But we are seeing really surprising a downward trend in drinking, both in Australia and internationally.
Okay, and yeah, I read that I think 13% of 14 to 17-year-olds have claimed to have recently given up alcohol completely. It seems like a hell of a trend to buck. Why is this?
This is a really unique trend in history, actually. We do see peaks and troughs in alcohol consumption, but it's usually when the population moves together. So when older drinkers reduce their drinking, so do younger drinkers. But it's really young people driving this change, which is quite unique to history. So we are seeing increasing rates of abstention amongst young people. They're drinking later, and they're also drinking less frequently and heavily.
Do you think that this is going to be something, a trend that we can see continue over the next few years, or this potentially might just be a bit of a blip in the timeline?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out, actually. We've got a number of big projects, because we're the Centre for Alcohol Policy Research. This is quite fascinating to us. So we've got a few projects we're involved in at the moment, trying to understand whether young people are just starting later, so whether they will still end up drinking heavily as older adults, or whether this is a real change, a unique point in history, and that maybe the next few generations will follow suit.
And I imagine it's quite difficult to look into the crystal ball, but do we have any indication of which way it might be swaying?
Well, at the moment, young adults do seem to be drinking less, and that's probably not surprising, because we know earlier drinking predicts later drinking. So it does seem, from a public health perspective, this is a positive thing. What we don't know is whether later cohorts, because there's this thing we call generational forgetting. And so quite often what will happen is today's generation might look at the baby boomers and the Generation X's and say, well, your drinking's not cool. But then in a few generations from now, there might be this forgetting and they haven't seen the heavy drinking of the baby boomers and the Gen X's and they might start again. So, yeah, I need my crystal ball to answer that question, sorry.
If only we had one. Do you think, I guess, as well, continuing on the crystal ball front, there will ever be a time when Australia doesn't have an alcohol problem? Because, I mean, as we mentioned, it is very, very ingrained.
Yeah, it's a good question. We have seen sort of 20 years of really concerted public health efforts, educating everybody about the harms of drinking. So we're much more aware today of the link between alcohol and cancer, the harms of the developing brain. So and we have seen huge reductions in tobacco use. And I feel like there could be similar gains in alcohol use. Again, the crystal ball thing. But I think we're heading in a positive direction.
Well, it'll be definitely one to keep an eye on. Amy, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.